time since early last year.
Blog Talk Radio.
Worst day percentage-wise, and the S&P 500 is sharply lower as well. The Speaker of the House is being pressed on skyrocketing gas prices.
Largely, the price at the pump is about supply. Supply is down, cost is up.
Speaking to reporters, California Democrat Nancy Pelosi said struggling families are being exploited. She accused big oil companies of price gouging, market manipulation, and corporate greed. Pelosi also noted the global impacts of Russia's war against Ukraine. One finance expert is explaining the volatile cryptocurrency market. Bitcoin is trading at the lowest level since 2020, and University of Texas professor Brian Wolf says part of this was expected with high interest rates and high inflation. He says most investors believe assets like Bitcoin are the future and can ride it out. It's been more than 3 weeks since the massacre at a Texas elementary school, and there are still lingering questions about why it took police more than 1 hour to confront the gunman. A Texas legislative committee is holding their first hearing in the tiny town of Uvalde.
The most respectful thing I think we can do is to try to get some of those lingering questions answered for the people in this city.
Republican State Representative Dustin Burroughs says they'll be hearing from workers at Robb Elementary, where 19 students and two teachers were murdered. The principal, Mandy Gutierrez, is one of them. It's unclear if the school's district police chief, who was the incident commander, will testify behind closed doors. Public hearings of the January 6th House Committee resume soon. The hearing is expected to focus on efforts by former President Trump to pressure Vice President Pence to overturn the 2020 election results. Pence eventually concluded he had no constitutional authority to do so. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Did you know that most adults with autism are unemployed, and a major hurdle is the lack of job opportunities? That's why Autism Speaks is teaming up with Lee Container, the J. Donald and Laurel Lee Family Foundation Fund, and Delivering Jobs to create a more inclusive workforce in the U.S. Are you an HR professional, community leader, or business owner? Join us in creating a workforce where people of all abilities can contribute and thrive. To learn more, visit autismspeaks.org/employment.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your alternative talk weather outlook for Thursday. Well, we'll see mostly sunny skies today. Shaping up to be a pretty nice day for most of it. High temperatures around 68, 69 degrees tonight. However, clouds and a slight chance of light rain showers moving back in. Low temperatures back down to about 53, 54. For Friday, more clouds and a 50% chance of showers expected. High temperatures cooler, around 63. The clouds and rain will hang around for most of the day and through Friday night. Lows down to about 52. For Saturday, more clouds, chance of rain expected yet again. Highs of around 62. Low temperatures around 52. And for Sunday and Juneteenth, mostly cloudy skies and highs of around 65.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. We got a great show for you today. Actually, a great 2 hours of show all about you. This is what we're doing. You know, we went out and we took an informal poll. It's really fascinating what came back on the informal poll. Okay, so all y'all have heard me say I'm a researcher. I don't even know what that means. But the point is, from a very young age, I was curious. I think that's why I love what I do. I'm curious. I'm curious about, like, what Carissa Atkins is doing, how she's doing it. She is my super guest today. What does it mean when we're talking about wellness? What is she doing? How does she live her life? Does she talk and then walk? Kind of the same deal. You see, this is what I'm really curious about, and I've been curious about this for a long time. You know, and I think part of it comes from growing up and being different, like as a kid, and now understanding what that means. And what that means is different is not less than. So that was the clue that hit me at like age 47. I know. It's like a slow process, Benny. But when I think about this and I think about what you have told us you want more of, we sat down and we looked at it and we said, yeah, you want to know how to reset. You want to know, I don't even know what happened for 3 years. I mean, don't even ask me. I don't know. And by the way, I don't even remember what it was like before that. And people are like, I just want to know how to reset. I don't even want to go back to what I thought it was. I just need a reset. And what that means is different for each person. But what they're saying is, hello, what I'm doing just ain't working for me. Today, we're going to talk about hitting the wellness reset, helping women break through, and I could say it, Benny, because I'm not cussing, the BS and become healthy, unstoppable leaders. Now, how do we do that? Well, you get the boss up, babe, and you get the queen of change, habit change. That's Carissa, Carissa Atkins. And you get her on the show, and you say, what the heck are you doing to help these women? And then she says, oh, I'm like doing a lot. That's what today's about. Carissa, it's great to have you.
Dr. Pat, thank you so much for having me back. I just freaking love your show so much.
I need you.
Yeah.
I need you right now. Look, when I went out now, I went out and asked people a couple of things, very informal. I can't call it research. I have to call it a poll. And I asked the women that are in my circle, but women I know, and we're going to do a more formal poll because the preliminary results are shocking. But we are now here, and what do you make of so many either vocally saying it or kind of shyly not saying it, and then those not even wanting to go there that we need help with the reset? What are you finding?
Well, I find that, the women that I work with, they are desperately needing this sense of reset, whether it's a mental reset, a physical reset. They're in these normal everyday lives of now what it feels like to work from home or to be working, you know, hybridly. And they're like, I still don't take any time for myself. Like I thought if I had all the, like if I could just go home and work from home, I would have plenty of time for me. And it's really almost the opposite. And they're on more verge of burnout and overwhelm. I mean, the sad thing is, you know, the norm is anxiety and depression and overwhelm and burnout and like this lack of, you know, health and energy. Mm-hmm. Like it's so much more than it was a couple of years ago. As I've been in this industry for 10 plus years and now more than ever, I'm like, oh my God, ladies, you need to reset.
And you know what? I got my phone. I'm looking at my phone because now somehow our audience has the phone and my personal phone. And I love that they do because this is the question that came in. Okay. All right. Okay. I love the way they spell your name. Can you ask the queen? Can you just ask the queen this question, Dr. Pat? Okay. I love the whole reset thing, but here's what I want to know. What if I feel like I got to reset everything? Mm. It is overwhelming.
Yeah.
This is a three-part question. So I want to start with the first. What happens when I feel like I have to reset everything? Two, what happens when I'm in a home environment where I'm the only one that thinks we need a reset? These are, right? I mean, how many women do you work with that are saying that?
A lot. And they really resonate with that first one. They really do. They're like, it's so overwhelming. It's so overwhelming.
So let's talk about it. First of all, we need to talk about lifestyle. Let's get at it. And what you're doing is you're introducing us to lifestyle fitness.
Yeah.
And I love that you're doing that. And I love that you're talking about that because we're so obsessed, overwhelmed, ridiculously crazy with the word diet. Yeah. And what I'm finding,
I just puked. I'm sorry.
Did you just do that?
I sure did.
And I have to take off my glasses because I think I felt that all the way here because I think you got some of that on my glasses. But you see, that's what the industry would love for women to believe is wrong with them.
Yeah.
Can you fill in the blanks here?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the health and weight loss, the health in general, health industry is a $50 billion industry. So it's not really our fault, you guys. If you're listening, it's not your fault that you think you need to hop on some crazy diet, take all the pills, drink the shakes, do the detoxes, and do all the cardio in the world, because that's what we've been preached, right? It's their job as the market, the industry, to tell you what they think you need, and instead you know what you need, right? Yeah. Like, you need something that is sustainable, not a diet that's going to be a quick fix. Oh, you get me. I'm heated now. All right, where's that? Like, but it's not the fault. It is your fault, however, if you are trying to hit this wellness reset, if you're trying to change your life mentally, physically, emotionally, like if you're trying to become a healthier version of you, it is your fault if you choose to stay there. If you choose to keep hopping on the diets, even though you know they're not going to work, if you keep going to the gym every day and you're not seeing any results, like, it's your fault that you're staying there. So you have to take ownership of that. But it's not your fault that that's what you've maybe thought to believe that you needed in order to hit this wellness reset. So not your fault there. But if you're stuck in this overwhelm, that is something that you can change. 100%.
Oh, my God. Okay, help me with this, because I think this is going to address this question. I was talking to someone the other day I work with, not on a regular basis, but every once in a while I get an SOS call. Mm-hmm. Hey, you got to help me. Oh, so I got the SOS call the other day, and I thought, okay, because I've had several deaths in my family, so I really thought, you know, okay, I'm going to talk to her like at midnight. Okay, you feel me on that? And she says, you got to help me. I said, okay. She says, I'm getting ready to sell my brand new, it's not a Stairmaster. It's one of the new pieces of equipment. I think that comes out from Nordic. It's the combination of a Stairmaster and elliptical. It's really difficult. I actually have one.
Okay.
And she says, I'm getting ready to sell it, and I'm just trying to, you know, I said, okay, why are you selling it? She said, well, you know, now COVID's over, we can get back to the gym. I said, well, have you got back to the gym yet? Oh, no, but we're thinking about it, but we thought we should sell. Okay, wait a minute. You haven't gotten back to the gym yet. You're getting ready to sell a piece of equipment. Mm-hmm. And I said, why don't you just use the equipment until you figure out whether you actually want to go back to the gym?
Light bulb. Yeah, good.
So here was the answer. It was fascinating. And you know what this is? Go on any list right now. I don't care what it is. Name your list. Blank list. Right? Go on. Look at the amount of fitness equipment for sale.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody bought fitness equipment during COVID. So I said to her, are you using it? Well, you know, Pat, you got one, and you've moved it four times in your house, right? I said, yes. I said, but let me tell you why I moved it. I moved it because I thought I would put it here because of the aesthetics of the house. I said, what I've done now is I put it where I'm going to use it.
Yeah.
That's where it is now.
Yeah.
And I said, so is that really the thing? And you know, there was no good answer. But the reason I'm sharing this with you is because I think we are confused. We don't know where to start. We don't have a direction. And isn't that what you're helping people with? Because it doesn't feel good, Carissa, to feel lost and stuck.
No, gosh, I remember feeling lost and stuck, because I've not always been the queen of habit change. And the woman with this, like, healthy body and tons of energy and the confidence. Like, no, like, I remember being on antidepressants. I remember feeling lost. I remember feeling overwhelmed of where to start, what to do, right? Like, and that doesn't feel good. And when we are in that place of stuckness and that funk that women like to, like, oh, I'm in a funk. Cool. Well, the first thing you need to do is, like, tell yourself you're not in it, because anyways, we're not going unconscious wise, but yeah, if you're feeling overwhelmed, like, just decide, like, one thing, right? One thing. And that's where I did start. It went with fitness first, and then it went to nutrition. And that's just how I did it. Everyone's path is going to be different, but we have to create a fitness plan, a lifestyle plan that works for our lives, our busy lives.
All right. Look, I'm glad you're here. I am, because I never thought that resetting,
mm-hmm.
and we're just talking about women now,
mm-hmm.
right? I I woke up the other day and somebody said, what are you most grateful for? I talked to some very interesting people that really want to know more about me than they do about themselves. So I get asked these really weird questions. And I said, you know, Pat, what are you, like, I mean, your personality. What are you really grateful about your personality? What about your personality? I never think about my personality. Hello. Like, I don't even know. I have to ask the audience, what do you think my personality is? And they tell me. But I said, I think you're asking more about my energy, right? Okay, she said, yeah. I said, I love that I have almost equally masculine and feminine energy, but a lot of times I have a lot of masculine energy to get the things done. And she said, well, what does that mean? Is masculine better? I said, no. I said, but here's the thing. What do you want to get done? Mm-hmm. You know, it's energy. It's not like men and women. That's not what it is. It's a yin and yang.
Yeah.
And so what have you discovered in what you're creating, right, in these game-changing habits? How do we help the people that are listening today just put their foot in the water? Hello, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What can we tell them?
Well, it all goes back to the one thing, you know? So it's like pick one thing. Like I sat down 12 years ago and I made a list of all the things, the shoulds, the coulds, the musts, the needs. And you know what I'm talking about, right? Oh, I should be doing more of this and I need to be doing more of that. Okay, great. Write them all down because now it's out of our head and it's on paper. And then I literally just circle which one is going to be the needle mover. Which one is the domino that will allow everything else to feel better, right? So, you know, like, that for me was, Carissa, you're 213 pounds. If you would just probably move your body more than walking your son to the bus stop every day, it would probably be a game changer for you. And so I'm like, okay.
Wow.
Like, I committed to 5 days. I was like, I don't even know what I'm going to do. I'll worry about that later. I'm just going to get to the gym every single day for 5 days because I wasn't moving anything. Like, I couldn't even, if my two-year-old daughter ran out into the street, she'd probably beat me out into the street. That's how out of shape and overweight I was. And how scary is that as a mom? So it would just be to pick one freaking thing that you can do consistently.
Yeah.
And show up consistently for one thing. That's at the end of the day, anytime I'm changing habits, I'm like, great, yeah, I know you want to do it all, but don't fall to that mistake because that's how we won't do any of it. Let's pick one. Let's go at it, whether it's fitness, whether it's de-stressing, whether it's food, whether it's quit smoking. It doesn't matter what it is. And let's just go at it hard and heavy. Take that masculine energy, but we're going to pair it with the feminine energy. And I'm happy to. I love that topic. Because I bring a lot of that masculine, but I also bring, I balance it out with feminine energy as well.
Yeah. So here's what I want to ask you about this. And Benny, Jacob, we're going to skip the break for a minute. You know, I don't know about all of you listening to the show, but if you look at women and career women, and career women means entrepreneurs as well as, you know, the top executive of a company. Mm-hmm. So when you're looking at anything that says career and women in the same sentence, there is a whole range of things that become part of that lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And unless you build something in on a regular basis, unless you've learned how to build that in and think that time is still on your side, that becomes a real roadblock. It becomes a giant pothole. Can you talk about, you work with busy women, you are a busy woman. Do you think that getting a sustainable either nutrition plan or something that deals with good self-care is really a great challenge? I think we're actually understating how much of a challenge it is.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, we're all career-focused, busy women, right? We're go-getting, we're fear-facing, we're taking charge, we're doing lots of things, and that's great, but we're not taking care of the number one priority, which is ourselves. I'll get to me later. Like, that is the biggest thing. And they think that, oh, I'll do it later after work. Well, that later never comes. And so I'm a big, you know, fan of getting it done in the morning, you know, right away. Obviously, not everyone is a morning person, but these are all excuses. These are all things that you could be, right? You could be. You could rearrange your day so that you get your daily movement in at the very beginning of the day, but you're choosing not to.
Yeah.
You know, you can either have excuses or you can have results, but you can't have both. So
yeah. You know, I always prepare for these shows, so I always prepare. Like, I always know that I'm going to talk to you, so I do the prep work, and I do it the night before. And I'm sitting there last night. I just got done playing, and, you know, so how many hours do I play? Well, okay, on Wednesday, they close early at 4, and so it's like from 1, 2 to 3, 3 to 4. Okay, so I play minimally 2 to 3 hours on a Wednesday afternoon, right? And then I go home. And I'm sitting there, and I'm getting ready to talk to you. And approximately 10 feet away from me on the floor in my room that I'm in is a piece of equipment I bought that is so easy to use, so powerful to use. Everybody says you've got to use it, even if you sit there and put your dang feet on it. And it's one of these pro-vibrating plates, right? Mm-hmm. You ever been on them? Like,
yeah.
Okay. I got it because for my knee, as you know, I couldn't do things when my knees were healing. But they got to a point where I could use that, and they would build up the little muscles.
Yes.
Then my knees got better, and I shoved this thing over in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting there, and I want to ask you the light bulb. And I thought, I'm never going to use this in my home now. Why is this not in my office? Pat, you get into work at 5:45, 6 o'clock every day.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's here. You crank up your music. Why isn't it at your desk while you're doing what you're doing? Isn't that an interesting question?
Yeah.
But I want to ask you about it because it's a why that is very specific. But what have you learned about what is underneath that why that stops us from being and doing exactly the most amazing women we want to be? I didn't get an answer. The machine didn't answer me, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. That's a difficult one. I mean, if we're talking, to me, I'm a big believer that your why will drive you. If it's the deepest, most ultimate why, you know, and that's, I call it the MOFA, the big A motivating factor. That way Benny doesn't have to beat me out.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, but if you have to dig deep and figure out why it is that you want anything,
yeah.
You know, I mean, as an entrepreneur, there are days that I just forget why I'm in business. Like, oh, but then I can reconnect with my why and I'm like, oh yeah, this is why. And that is way more important than anything. But yeah, you should, that thing, you move that to your office.
I mean, my God, I mean, it is heavy, but I can pick it up and put it in my orange car. There's no problem with that at all. But what a great solution that the universe gave me as I'm sitting here getting ready and I'm thinking, oh, how busy with women create sustainable nutrition plans. So I didn't even talk about that. We're going to get to that now. I discovered something.
Hmm.
Here's what I discovered, and I would love for you to talk about it. One of the blessings of COVID was how the industry started to cater to people not going out.
Yeah.
And what happened was all of these food prep types popped up. Now, I'm not going to mention any names because I'm not affiliated with it. But there's one in particular that will put together a complete organic meals for you every day. They don't cook them. This one doesn't cook them. The other one does cook them.
Sure.
But they'll put them together. And within 30 minutes, you don't even have to grocery shop and you can put it together.
Yeah.
The other, there's others that, hello, fully organic. Put it in the oven for 11 minutes. You can pick it.
Yeah.
So with all the and by the way, they're cost effective. It costs me more to shop than it does for me to do this for my schedule. But even with all of that, we're not picking nutrition first.
Yeah.
There's something that's going on with us that's very interesting, and myself included. And I've had to really look at this. You know, what does it take to create sustainable nutrition and put that plan together? Now, I will say I did correct this. Okay, so I'm not, like, in that rut anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, it took everything I had to face myself and say, why are you – the keto plan doesn't work for you. Why are you ordering all the keto meals? Hello? No.
Yeah.
Because they taste good.
If you don't want to eat bacon and cheese, and
like, everything in the keto meal has cheese. It's like cheese cauliflower, cheese bacon. Everyone's like, what?
Yeah. 10 pounds of bacon on your burger. I like to think of, I mean, I call it sustainable nutrition, right? Because I've never met a woman who, well, most women I meet, they've jumped from diet to diet. They're searching for the perfect one that's going to finally allow them to, you know, find optimal health for themselves. They're searching for the perfect diet to give them energy. They're searching for this perfection idea. But what I teach is sustainable nutrition because I'm not a fan of diets. In fact, I encourage my clients to ditch the diet mindset and lifestyle, okay? And I teach them how to really do three things instead. Sustainable health means I can eat whatever I want, when I want, of course, the foods that are good for my body, but I shouldn't have to deprive myself. I mean, I believe God put food on this universe for me to eat and enjoy. So I can honestly and proudly say I'm a foodie, and I eat tacos, and I have glasses of wine, and I still maintain a sexy six-pack year-round. So something that I'm teaching is clearly working, but sustainable nutrition is, can you live that, like that, we'll quote, you know, quote unquote diet. Can you eat like that forever? And if you can, which most women don't, right? I mean, think low carb, no carb diets, think, you know, no sugar. Like, can you really tell me that you're never going to eat fruit again because you're on like a no sugar diet? Like, fruit's great for us, right? It's colorful. But yet you're following some plan that says, nope, strawberries, grapes, and watermelons, too full of sugar. Like, those are natural things. Those are fruits. Those are really, really good for you. And so if you can't do it longer than the 10 weeks that plan has you on, like forever, then why are you doing it? You know, because you're searching for instant gratification.
I know.
It's creating a lifestyle of health.
And one of the things you've created, let's get to the solution, which we're going to talk about, too, for the remainder of the show, which is important, is the 31-Day Healthy Habit Challenge. Okay, I got to say this. Just give me a challenge. Just get up in my face.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't know why. Maybe I blame my uncles for giving me those boxing gloves when I was like 4.5, 5 years old. I'm going to blame them for that scenario. But when I hear 31-Day Healthy Habit Challenge, I'm like, when's it starting? What do I have to do?
Yeah, how can you sign up, right?
How can I sign up? Do I win anything?
Yes, and yes. I get an answer.
I'm sorry. I have a competition in table tennis coming up, so my brain is like, I had one of my partners say, you're not practicing enough. So, I mean, my brain is like, yes, we want to do it. But don't we want to do it with the tribe? Don't we want to do it with somebody that knows, like the fitness queen? Don't we want to do it where we have some guidelines and know how to start? Is that why you put this together?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, I did. In May, I did a 31-day movement challenge, right? Fitness. And at the end of that challenge, everyone was like, what's next, Krista? We want more. We want more. Who doesn't want to feel like you have a community and a tribe supporting you and rooting you on? Like, everyone wants the team in the corner that says, you got it, Rocky, you know? Like, who doesn't want that? So I put together another challenge. It's the 31-Day Healthy Habits Challenge. It's there to support women, very career-focused women, you know, create healthier habits for themselves, whether it's self-care habits, maybe mindset habits. We've got fitness habits. We've got nutrition habits, water habits, everything, because I took a poll just like you, because, you know, when your audience is asking, you're like, okay, what kind of challenge do you want? And they said nutrition. And then I saw exercise.
Yeah.
I saw mindset. And I'm like, girl, we're doing it all.
Yeah.
Like, that's how a boss up babe does it. We're going to get a little bit of everything. It starts July 1st. It ends on the 31st. Of course, there are prizes and giving away books, coaching sessions, workout plans. And really, it's not who can do the most push-ups. Like, no, because everyone comes with their own level of where they're starting. But you get entered into those prizes and that pool just by showing up. Hey, Carissa, I did 2 today. Awesome, right? Because you posted that, you get 2 points. So I encourage them, no matter where they're at, it can really, I mean, you can just do it. You're the daily challenge yourself. You can invite a friend, and then, you know, you get more points that way. But
I'm going to do it. I'm going to get Linda and her sister to do it.
Yes.
You know, the reason I thought about this is, and so when are you starting it, and how do people find out about it, and how do people find out about you? So how do people get involved? Yeah, how do you sign up?
Okay, so the challenge is being offered in my Facebook group called The Healthy Hustle.
Okay,
the
Healthy. I'm there.
Yes, and then every day on July 1st, to sign up, all you have to do, there is a video that says 31-Day Healthy Habits Challenge. You'll hit I'm in, and then guess what? Your name goes onto my accountability list, and every single day I'm tagging you in it. Hey, did you do it? You know, what did you learn from it today? I'm holding you accountable. It's accountability that everybody needs. We can all say we want to join something, but what happened? Like, let's actually do it. Like, let's do it together. So yeah, that's where people can find the challenge. It's free. It's a free group to get into. Yeah, there's zero cost because it's my, I wake up every day hoping to you know, help women become the best versions of themselves and live their most epic life. So
yes,
it's free. It's in the Healthy Hustle group.
Yeah, I went over there. I'm in the group now. For those of you, what are we talking about? You have to go to Facebook. It's right there. It's groups. It's in and I just, I was right there. And then I just did like a little comment and I said, I am in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if I did that right, because Jessica will tell you anytime I post something on Facebook, it's never really good. I'm learning Facebook.
Well, I'm going to add you now to my list.
Do you see me? Did I do it? I don't know if I did it. So here's why. When we come back from break, I want to talk about what we do and struggle to do the things we're about to talk about doing that don't fit who we are. I am not going to be able to do a push-up. You know, that, my shoulders, two shoulders hurt, that isn't me. But I will show you personally during the break a mark on my arm for how committed I am about moving my body.
Mm-hmm.
When you get hit with a little white ball that comes at 100 miles an hour, and you, and honestly, what I'm going to show you during break is about 4 days old.
Okay.
That is something that you thrive for. It is happy. Everybody I play with last night, they were like, I'm so happy when I'm here. I have one woman that I play with, and, you know, she's from China. And, you know, English is her second language.
Yeah.
And she said, I'm happy here. See, I'm happy here. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, can you find your I'm happy here place and take this challenge? You see what I'm trying to say to everybody? I know those of you out there, you want to call in 1-800-930-2819. We need to change the psychological profile. That sounds deep. We need to change the psychological profile where our brain says healthy, hard, miserable. Yeah. We need to change that because that's not what Carissa Atkins does. That's not what the Queen does. So what would allow you to be happy? Happy in a happy place to see results that will last you. And I'm telling you, you're not going to do it alone. The hardest thing to do is stop reaching for that peanut butter sandwich at 9 o'clock at night that you know you don't need because you've just eaten about 1,000 calories of some keto plate, and you still got to go for the peanut butter sandwich, and you think you're doing cool because you're putting it on a three-carb roll-up. Let's take a short break. True confessions. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with Carissa and everybody.
You only shine it when you act yourself. Wish I could learn.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martine. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martineemmons.com and make your appointment today.
Oh, self-care can be so much fun. And it's not just about bubble baths, but instead about prioritizing the wholeness of who you are without it taking a lot of time out of your day. I'm Claudia Sam, your Soul Connection coach, host of the Be Happy Now show. I invite you to put yourself at the top of the to-do list without guilt. Join me in the Soul Connector Circle community. Get daily pocket coaching and support to stay on track. Go to soulconnectorcircle.com and use the discount code RADIO.
Parenting isn't about perfection. I think we all know that. Parenting is about being present and honest, having compassion for your child and for yourself, communicating consciously and loving unconditionally.
Tune in to the Awakened Parent Project with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be an empowered parent through the techniques of the Conscious Parenting Community. To learn more about Susan, visit SusanDolce.com.
It takes courage to step into your calling and go for your dreams. Sabotage monsters can get in your way, preventing you from reaching your potential. You can choose to struggle alone, or you can choose community and support, someone to walk beside you, meeting you where you are. If you are ready to make real and lasting change, Coach Christine Clark is here for you. Find out more about one-on-one coaching and group programs with Coach Christine at sunglowtransformation.com.
Are you wondering who you are meant to be in this ever-changing world right now? Kelly Kay is a certified new paradigm multidimensional transformation energy healer ready to assist you in this transformative process of expanding your consciousness. She helps you transmute your wounds and traumas into healing, growth, and wisdom, resulting in self-empowerment and freedom from fear. Visit enlightenedmedicine.com to learn more.
Welcome back, everyone. You know, I love that Linda sets this up. You know, Linda is our producer, but I got to tell y'all, she is my best friend. And, you know, we are the trifecta here of in leaders. What do they call it now? I should know this. I'm a consultant. Leadership team. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so that's Jessica, myself, and Linda. But I wrote a memo the other day. You ever watch that Jerry Maguire movie? Okay. The Jerry Maguire. Okay. Remember when he did the memo? Jacob can talk to this. So I had a situation where somebody pushed a little bit too far.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't really a blatant like that. But it was like, I don't know, man. It just got me. And I wrote a Jerry Maguire email memo. I think Jacob will talk to it. I don't know what else to call it.
Yeah.
But it made me reflect on how amazing everybody here is.
Mm.
Benny and I have been together 20 years. Jacob has stepped in and has run the show. Olivia's even on here. So we don't even, Olivia, we were in a tough bind because we got hit with people not being able to come to work due to the illness that shall not be named today. And she jumped in. Jacob jumped in, right? Daniel jumped in. Jessica, like, is running shows. Lydia is new, and she learned how to run shows in 5 days, live shows. Mm-hmm. Everybody jumped in. Linda works from 8 o'clock in the morning, Eastern time, to 8 o'clock at night. Our clients jumped in. They prayed for us. They did rituals. I think Pam Bright saved the entire state of Washington for us. So I wrote a Jerry Maguire memo. And then I thought, I'm not living this in my own personal health and wellness arena. Mm-hmm. And then Linda sends you to the show. And I thought, we have got to help people, Carissa. I want thousands of people to sign up for this, thousands of women. Can we talk to them and tell them a little bit about what's going to happen? But can I just clarify something for you all out there? Career. We're not talking about like high, like, no. When I'm selling hot dogs on a hot dog start, that's a career. It doesn't matter what you're doing. Let's just say you are working. You probably work in a bunch of jobs. We're talking to you. Talking to me. So take us through how you're excited about this. What are you going to do? Can you share a little bit about this challenge without giving away the whole enchilada?
Absolutely. And I would never be able to even give it away, right, just being able to talk about it because actions are going to be way louder than words every day. But, you know, at the end of the day, this challenge is every single morning I go live and I give you your challenge action of the day. And because everyone wanted fitness and everyone wanted nutrition and like they were all over this, but at the end of the day, they all wanted a couple of core things. So every single day, you're going to be challenged to do a movement break, right? A movement set. And I like to say movement over fitness because everyone, like some people think fitness is like really hard stuff. If you're 80, you can do this challenge. If you're 20, you can do this challenge. If you're in a wheelchair, you could probably do this challenge even. Like, I am a big believer is we will find a way to do it.
Yeah.
And so you're always going to have a daily exercise or fitness or movement, whatever word really sits with you, because we want to move your body. Movement creates, you know, freedom. It creates creativity. Like, we feel free. We're going to ride the happy endorphins all day long. So movement will always be a part of the 31 days. I'm going to go live. I'm going to show you. And what a lot of the women in that group love is they're like, Krista, I love that you show the different varieties. So if we're doing a push-up today, I'm going to show it to you on the floor. Yeah, off my knees, because that's how I would do it. That's like, that's me. But I'm also then going to show you the moderations. I'm going to show you, for the woman who can't go onto the floor, I'm going to show you the push-up from the wall. I'm going to show you how to plank on the wall, because not everyone can do a plank on the floor. Not everyone can get down like that or put that kind of pressure on their wrist. So they love that I just show from like basic beginner, like here as it is, all the way up to like, oh, okay, push-ups are way too easy for you. Cool, we're pushing it up with a clap, right? So I was teaching them how to boss up any workout. Then we're going to do, challenges like water and steps, because it's the basic little things that's going to equal big, big results. So you may think, oh, water, we're going to drink water today? Yes, we're going to drink water. Why? Because most of America is dehydrated and it's the summertime. And, so it's simple, right? Sometimes it's steps. Sometimes the action step is going to be a reflection question. Like, where in my life could I see, where I need to improve? Because I'm a big believer in personal development and self-awareness is key. So at the end of the day, I got your back, Pat. Like, you're going to show up. I'm going to do this stuff with you. I'm going to encourage you. I'm going to drop your name below. I'm going to ask for you to show up for yourself. And if you're not willing to show up for yourself, then I can't help you, right?
Yeah.
You know, today. So you have to take that responsibility. But I love this. I love challenging women, mainly because at the end of 31 days, they look back and they're like, wow, they have confidence in themselves. They said they were going to do something. They did it. And they're like, oh, my gosh, if I could do that, I could do this. I'm like, yes, you can. So it breeds confidence doing small challenges like this.
I love it for two reasons. One, because I just prepping for this, I have two things that I'm going to bring to the office. Because I spend a lot of time here. I was doing a lot of work from home because everybody in my healthy environment of coaches says don't go into work. You're the owner of a company. I know you want to be at work. I know you want to be with your people. Do not go in.
Mm-hmm.
And we understand why that is, right? But now I'm back. Walk down the hall, go to the bathroom. I'm the only one in the building wearing a mask. Hello. So what? I did take the mask off to play ping pong. I will say that.
Good for you.
It's so hard. We did have to play with it on. And you know what I did? Oh, Dr. Sharon Martin, who's one of our hosts, went out of her mind. I poked holes in mine so I can breathe better. look. So I'm sitting there, and I found my vibration plate, which I love, but I don't use it at home. And I found another thing I'm not using at home. These are all my recovery things for my knees.
Mm-hmm.
I have this little thing that you sit and you can step, and I'm like, they're going in my car.
Yes.
I mean, I'm here a lot,
mm-hmm.
5 in the morning, sometimes till 5 at night. And I'm like, okay, why can't I do that? But I want to get back to something else you said. How important, can you help me with this? Because this was the other part of the question that came in. Hey, oh, now it's Queenie. Sorry.
Queenie, I love it.
Hey, DRP. That's my abbreviation. That's DRP. It's not even Dr. Pat anymore because DRP works for me.
Yeah.
So they must know Jessica because that's what Jessica calls me. Hey, DRP and Queenie. How can you help? I'm sorry, I'm trying to read at the same time. How can you help me stop? I think if I stopped 2 to 3 things that I know I shouldn't be doing, I would. Let's t- talk about that because, you see, a lot of times people can't start, but they're good at stopping. Like the 9 o'clock peanut butter on this three-carb roll-up that makes you think that's okay.
Yeah, yeah. So how can you stop?
Yeah, she says, what are the tools that you've learned to help people stop things that obviously...
Yeah. Ooh, magic question. Okay, so because like everyone...
This is from Janelle. Hi, Janelle.
Hi, Janelle. Great question. Well, personally, I am a certified, board-certified NLP timeline therapy and hypnosis practitioner. Okay, so I go beyond like the basic levels of fitness, nutrition, exercise, you know, like that to me is like surface level stuff. In order to create deep change with my clients, I get down to the real root of the reason why they're not showing up for themselves. And then we brainstorm that, right? We let go of those limiting beliefs. These are all magic tricks that I have learned that I've had to invest and do myself, so that I can truly have a breakthrough. That's why I'm always helping women boss up, break through their BS. Because if we don't stop, right, you'll just find the next thing to try and stop. Like you've been wired to kind of go on this habit loop of like try, stop, feel like a failure. Try, stop, feel like even crappier. So we have to get to the real root of the reason why you're not wanting to stop. And sometimes the self-reflection is maybe you don't really want to stop. Right. So I always ask my clients, is it okay with your unconscious mind if we actually let go of this story? And you'd be
okay. 1997. I don't know what was going on in 1997, but there was a movie I watched in 1997 and it really kicked my butt in gear. And I had just, I had just really stepped into a really strong spiritual awakening, right? Mm-hmm. My first vision quest. I don't know what it was about that year. I was struggling in my doctoral program, and I got over a hump. G.I. Jane. Demi Moore. Girl, like, I got to tell you, I watched that thing, and whatever it was I pulled from that, okay, so the ratings weren't great. You know, if they redid that now, I bet that would be a blockbuster, but it was too far ahead of its time.
Yeah.
I watched that, and something hit me and triggered me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was never able to do the one-arm push-up, just saying.
Yeah.
But even with two very painful knees, I was able to climb Mount Si here. That's why I'm asking you this question, because there are many things that motivate us.
Mm-hmm.
Had I been able to work with you, I probably would have done these other things. Aren't you really creating transformative lifestyle changes that will last forever as opposed to
quick fixes?
Quick fixes. Because honestly, for me, when I told my naturopath that I was trying the keto diet, I can't remember what she said except that elephants don't eat that much fat. But let's talk about how this will kickstart a lifetime of lifestyle change. Because that's what you do, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, not every client needs this. Sometimes we just have to tweak those little things, those light bulb moments. You're like, oh, yeah, I should just bring this into the office. But sometimes we have to go deeper, right? We do. And that's the beautiful part about the retreats that I host. It's a two-day intensive where we're doing tons of one-on-one work together, but we are letting go of the negative emotions. We are letting go and releasing the limiting beliefs that we know to be true. And then on the second day, now we get to go in and play with the fun stuff. And I say play because our 99% of everything that we do happens in the unconscious, like, part of our brain, right? Like, we are unconsciously, like, moving and living and being. And so when we can work with the unconscious mind and go straight to the source, we can have transformation. We can have aha moments that are lifetime, like, lifetime transformational in just a two-day retreat. Like, it's unbelievable. And I've experienced this myself. Like, literally, I've gone through it, you know, not just to learn the process, but to train it. But to learn how to release certain emotions from a childhood that now I no longer feel. And I'll give you a great example. Like, I released anger, right? And anger was my form of protection as a little girl who had a lot of trauma But anger was the protection. And so everything that I do, even to this day, a couple months ago, I had a lot of anger still inside me, even though consciously I'd be like, no, I'm a happy person. If you know me, they're like, oh, you're a happy person. But somewhere deep down, once I learned how to release the anger, oh, I didn't feel the sadness. I didn't feel, you know, the guilt, the shame, the blame. I just stopped making excuses for myself. And so I truly can tell you that a two-day transformation like that, it's like a simple retreat that's all about helping you become, you know, bust through, break through your beliefs and create a better life for yourself. It's truly transformational. And, you know, it's quite fun, honestly.
Okay, so I want to get a little backdrop. Janelle, thank you for your follow-up. I had somebody say to me, and I bet you get this a lot, Carissa, right? Outside of when are you getting a tattoo like Carissa? Outside of that question. I so wanted to. I'm allergic to the ink. I haven't used the new ink yet, so I might. Someday I'll show you the full back tattoo I actually drew for myself when I moved to Seattle. But I've had a number of our audience say, Pat, you got to share more of your story.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to share some of the things I've heard you drop in here or drop in there. Because when I heard you talk about your childhood, when I heard you talk about some of your addictions, you know, when I heard you talk about depression, your mom's suicide, all your sisters dying, your mom's heart explosion, when I heard you all of that, all the loss in your life, it made me understand that you really are like us.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes we show up like we have always had it together.
Mm-hmm.
But we are where we are, doing what we're doing, because we know. Isn't that true of your story as well, Carissa?
Yes, yeah. You know, I've found that even with my podcast, you know, Boss Up Babes, every woman has a story. We all have a journey. We did not come out of the womb perfect and, you know, healthy. And, you know, like we have to kind of go through the muck sometimes to get there. And that's really empowering. That's why I love doing that on my show, is I love knowing that I thought I was the only one who struggled with that. And clearly I'm not. And that's, now it's empowering. I'm like, if she can get through it, I can get through it. So our story, you know, it's a beautiful thing, but we go through the highs and lows just like anybody else. I just now have a bigger bounce back rate, right? I hit the reset really fast instead of getting stuck in the woes. There are still months that I'll like, it was like, oh, I'm kind of feeling like sad and like not motivated. Like, am I depressed? I'm like, okay, Chris, I hit the reset and, you know, get back to what you were doing. Because it allows, so I just don't stay in the stuckness anymore. And I choose that. You know, I really do. I choose not to be in the stuff.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't know how to say this, but be direct at it. But, you know, when you struggle through life, you do face yourself and you ask yourself, do I really want to be on the earth anymore?
Mm-hmm.
Many of us have done that.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason we're here is because either an angel dropped out of the sky or a two-legged angel, or something inspired us, or a Carissa Adkins showed up in your life to say, there's nothing wrong with you.
Okay.
This is just you wanting to make some changes. I want to drive that point home in the time we have left.
Yeah.
When we talk about, and by the way, people can also find you like 365 Daily Hustle, right?
Yep, 365.
Yeah, so we need to just tell them that, because when they Google that, like that pops up like a million places.
Yeah.
That's like your YouTube and everything.
Yeah,
right.
Everything. Yep, Carissa Adkins, even Carissa Adkins gives you the 365 Daily Hustle.
No, really? What?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. But this one thing is so important, right, for us to drive this home. We're not doing this, and you and I are not talking about this because we think that somebody's defective,
God.
Right? You know, I was told I was stupid all my life. I stuttered. I learned later in life that I'm on the spectrum. They call it that now. I've been called slow.
Mm-hmm.
Have had to have a lot of help. Barely graduated high school. But that didn't make me less than. So we're not doing this because we're saying there's something wrong with y'all, right? Can you please really get at the bottom of that? Because I got another message here, and mm-hmm. we need to say no. No.
Yeah, you got to give yourself permission to be great. Yeah, there's absolutely nothing wrong with any anyone, right? We all go through it. And I truly believe that everything that we go through is there to teach us a lesson. I know that's a powerful reframe that I was able to, you know, teach and be taught by my coaches and mentors that, you know, I'm like, this is happening for a reason. There's a lesson behind it. And if I can view every hardship that I've gone through like that, I mean, yeah, we can compare all day long, like the movie Jaws, right? And they're sitting there comparing stars. And I'm like, yeah, we can put that together. But we all go through that, and we're not here saying if this is you, then, you know, get your crap together. Like, absolutely not. Like, our crap is always still out there. We just, if there's nothing wrong with men and women who have gone through the stuff, and who are we to say what is stuff? You know, everyone's stuff looks different.
All right, so I know we got a couple of minutes left, but I got to bring this up. Here's what I want everybody to get rid of that's listening to this. And this applies across the board. Any of y'all out there that somebody has said, my doctor said this to me a little bit ago. Well, you know, you're doing pretty good for your age. Really? I'm going to really, you know what, slap you in a moment. This thing we call age is such a mind trap. Hmm. So I want to tell people that they're listening here. I'm not even going to tell you the age gap between Carissa and me. It doesn't matter. See, it doesn't matter what your age is. If you want to bring more joy, more happiness, make a few changes, that's why we're doing these shows. And those of you that have emailed me and said, yeah, but it looks like it's for somebody 30. No, it's for all of us. We're appealing to, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't like have an age cap on your deal.
I don't even accept that. Are you kidding? I'm like... I'm like, are you crazy? I'm getting better as I age. Like, I'm like, this thing called getting older is kind of sweet. I mean, I'm traveling. I have
some wisdom.
I'm in the best shape of my life. I'm like,
You know, I said to my doctor, I said, dude, I'm ready to arm wrestle you right now. I'm ready to arm wrestle you, and you're going to take everything you said back. And I'm telling you, if I hurt you when you do this and you cannot perform surgery, then you'll know. You'll never know. I mean, we have got to let go of this because I want to get back to what you said. You're certified NLP.
Yeah.
We have to do a whole show together, me and you, on what that means.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
We have to do this. Well, fear may be the great mind killer. Doubt is the great dream killer. And you're helping people resurrect their dreams. I can't thank you enough for that.
That was beautiful. Yeah. That's how I feel. I mean, when you give a woman back herself, she becomes unstoppable. She embraces the boss of babe mindset. And that's what I love to work with them with to do. But it's like changing and shifting their identities into, like, I'm like, anything is possible. And there's always a way. Like, that is so true. And your mindset has so much to do with it, so much with how you view things and whatnot. But yeah, I love that. I do, because most of the women that come to me, they're like, I want to lose weight, but they leave with this sense of self-confidence, leave with a new way of living. And that's why I do what I do. I'm like, I get goosebumps just thinking about like what they actually achieve, what they actually get.
I hope you'll come back so we can do a show called Thoughts and Beliefs That Destroy Women's Mojo.
Ooh, I like it.
I want to get Linda on that. Because it's really underneath this. Mm-hmm. You know, that idea that you really think you need that half a gallon of ice cream right before you go to bed. What's underneath that? And I say thoughts, but they're thoughts and emotion. Carissa, I can't thank you enough. Again, how do people get involved with the challenge? How do they find out about you? And I didn't even talk about the fact that you actually work with people one-on-one. How did they do all of that with you?
You know, the best place is the website, 365dailyhustle.com, DailyHustle, or you can just go to simple Google, hit Carissa Atkins. You're going to find all my social medias, all the whatnot. If you're on Facebook, great. Go to the Healthy Hustle group. You do have to be a woman. Sorry out there, but, it's a very sacred space that I keep for those ladies. That challenge starts on July 1st, and come on over. I would love to help support you and help build you up.
And by the way, for all the men out there, we have already done a show for you, and we have identified one of the top people who wrote a fantastic book about men in the 21st century. So all you men, you're not left out. We have another group for you. You just have to let me know, like, are you going to be in? And I will connect you with him because he is the best for the men.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Thursday to you. Benny Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for Around the Sound. We're still on I-5 northbound as you're running past Boeing Field, more at the north end around Swift Avenue. It's heavy still up into downtown Seattle. Good thing it'll break free after those downtown Seattle exits, especially after East Pine and East Pike Streets. Small slowing on I-90 eastbound coming off of Mercer Island as you're heading into Bellevue, and also around the Factoria Boulevard exit and the I-90 slow there as well on Coal Creek. But don't worry, because coming up next, after the news and weather, it's another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This time, it's the Mary Jane Mack Show. And it's all about the TAPS system, the Accelerated Performance System.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. Stocks are falling after yesterday's Federal Reserve interest rate hike. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been down by more than 800 points at times during early trading today, pushing it below the 30,000 mark for the first time since early last year. The tech-heavy Nasdaq's having the worst day percentage-wise, and the S&P 500 is sharply lower as well. The Speaker of the House is being pressed on skyrocketing gas prices.
Largely, the price at the pump is about supply. Supply is down, cost is up.
Speaking to reporters, California Democrat Nancy Pelosi said struggling families are being exploited. She accused big oil companies of price gouging, market manipulation, and corporate greed. Pelosi also noted the global impacts of Russia's war against Ukraine. One finance expert is explaining the volatile cryptocurrency market. Bitcoin is trading at the lowest level since 2020, and University of Texas professor Brian Wolf says part of this was expected with high interest rates and high inflation. He says most investors believe assets like Bitcoin are the future and can ride it out. It's been more than 3 weeks since the massacre at a Texas elementary school, and there are still lingering questions about why it took police more than 1 hour to confront the gunman. A Texas legislative committee is holding their first hearing in the tiny town of Uvalde.
The most respectful thing I think we can do is to try to get some of those lingering questions answered for the people in this city.
Republican State Representative Dustin Burroughs says they'll be hearing from workers at Robb Elementary, where 19 students and two teachers were murdered. The principal, Mandy Gutierrez, is one of them. It's unclear if the school's district police chief, who was the incident commander, will testify behind closed doors. Public hearings of the January 6th House Committee resume soon. The hearing is expected to focus on efforts by former President Trump to pressure Vice President Pence to overturn the 2020 election results. Pence eventually concluded he had no constitutional authority to do so. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
When you're an innovative business, every blinking cursor is an opportunity. What will you do with it? Will you make something better or create something new? Our Dell Technologies advisors provide you with expertise and tools with Windows 11 to do incredible things. Because we believe there's an innovator in all of us. To do more with a Latitude laptop, Dell Technologies recommends Windows 11 Pro for business. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your Alternative Talk weather outlook for Thursday. Well, we'll see mostly sunny skies today. Shaping up to be a pretty nice day for most of it. High temperatures around 68, 69 degrees. Tonight, however, clouds and a slight chance of light rain showers moving back in. Low temperatures back down to about 53, 54. For Friday, more clouds and a 50% chance of showers expected. High temperatures cooler, around 63. Clouds and rain will hang around for most of the day and through Friday night. Lows down to about 52. For Saturday, more clouds. Chance of rain expected yet again. Highs of around 62. Low temperatures around 52. And for Sunday and Juneteenth, mostly cloudy skies and highs of around 65.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, me, Yvonne, in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Take the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself. And we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
Champion Your Life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
Know your own divine magic and extend peace and love to all with Reiki Master and author Brett Bevel. Brett offers empowering solutions with energy healing modalities, magical awakening, and psychic Reiki. Brett's latest book, Healing Racism Within, A Lightworker's Guide, draws on his own journey of growing up in a racist community and healing childhood trauma. For more on the most cutting-edge energy healing techniques, visit BrettBevel.com.
Radio.
Hi, ladies. How are you? Welcome back.
We are well. And you?
Excellent. Beautiful day out there in the Pacific Northwest, and I hope is to everyone else out there in the outlying interland.
Exactly. We got to see the sun today. And then we have Jacob over at Transformation Talk Radio, so thank you, Jacob, for doing everything you do.
Of course. So good to see you. Hi.
So cute. So funny, though. Okay, we also have Mary Jane.
The cougar is at work here.
Whoa.
For those of you who don't know about Mary Jane, she's a holistic intuitive. She has an office in Issaquah, Washington, and she's been doing the TOP system since 1992, the Accelerated Performance System, which is muscle touch in your body to find out what your deficiencies are, then recommends a whole food nutrition which gets into the body, repairs it, supports it, brings your body into balance. And when our body is in balance, we have no stress, everything's working, you're able to lose weight, you're able to focus, you're able to be the best you can be, which is what Mary Jane is always, that's her goal for all of her clients. So, quick fact, and she's also my mom and my boss. So, quick fact, today's topic will be stress-free mind and healthy body. If any of you have a question, please feel free to give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. Sorry, my voice is a little crackly today. Allergies, you know.
All right, why don't you get out our office information, Nancy?
And the office number is 888-777-4232, or you can always go visit Mary Jane's website at MaryJaneMack.com, or you can check out her Facebook page, Mary Jane Mack LLC, I believe.
Yeah.
Long information there. All right, so today we are all supposed to rid our bodies of stress so that we can achieve all of the goals that we are wanting to, making our dreams come true, looking for miracles. Mary, I'm looking for a miracle today.
Well, the miracles are out there. They're out there. You just got to get unstuck. Get out of your stuff, all the stuff that keeps you stuck.
Well, so that's true with a lot of clients this week. Everybody's kind of got a lot of gallbladder issues going on. And now everybody's really kind of angry and unhappy. But what's happening is they're holding on to all that. Or, you know, I'm tired of doing nothing. I want to go out and I want to garden. I want to do this. I'm tired of sitting around. I'm tired, you know, I'm tired of being tired. So then you get cranky and angry. But if we just can accept the fact that maybe this is a way of our body saying, hey, we need to stop, relax, chill out, let go, And let me have some time to heal. Let me have some time to get rested up. That's my take on it anyway.
It's always about letting go. Letting go, whenever you're stuck and you don't change, and you're doing everything you think that's possible, well, there's always the, you're not looking at what this is really about. You stay stuck because you haven't figured out what emotion or what stress has caused it. And it's about just looking at your body and asking your body, what is this about? Or look at what's happened in your life recently to stir you up. If somebody said something to you, if you had to do something you didn't want to do, if something happened at work, what is it that really irritates you and keeps you from being the best you can be? And that's everywhere. That's everywhere.
Well, and it, you know, there's a lot going on in the world today, as we all know. I know gas prices are, you know, affecting everyone. Empty grocery store sales are affecting everyone. The high price of groceries are affecting everyone. So, you know, you add that, and it just, you know, compounds the stress that you're already having in daily life. So, but it's about, like Mary Jane said, letting go. If we get triggered, you know, you can call the office, get an appointment, get some NET done, get those inter-emotional techniques done, start letting go and clearing all of those negative emotions that we keep holding on to, which are not serving us in a good, positive way anymore.
Well, I had a client come in yesterday, and she's an amazing client. She's been here, I'm not sure exactly how long, but fairly new client in the past year, and she had broken her shoulder at Christmas. And then with the nutrition that we put her on, she had surgery, major surgery. And then in the meantime, she had lots of stress in her life at home, major stress. And her husband was ill. And so she, when she broke her shoulder and had that surgery, she just couldn't do anything. And with the nutrition we put her on and also working on NET, we did cranial release technique. Each time she went back to the doctor, her surgeon, he was totally amazed at how well she healed. By her fourth month, he said, I just can't believe, he said, I've never had a patient do as well as you've done. He asked her what she was doing. But he said, no one has ever done that well, and he had never released anybody at 4 months that they were totally healed and better. He said it usually is at least a year. So she was she has just had great success dealing with her stress and her physical health. And it's a journey. It's not instant. And she was very complimentary yesterday. She said, you know, it's just amazing the work you do and the fees you charge. She said, that's unbelievable. She said, people should be knocking down your door and are probably always knocking down your door for all that you do and how much you help people. And it's really true. You know, our fees, Nancy and I have talked about it. We have not changed our fees in forever, and with that may happen, but it's like, where can you get guidance and wellness to help you? And if you don't have like the right nutrition, the right food program, the right supplements, you're just like in this pot, just being stirred around and going nowhere, because you're making guesses when you go to the store. What do I need? Because everybody is sick or not feeling good, and they go to the drugstore and stand in front of the vitamins and read what's going to help them. And what we do here is very specific. We don't guess what you need, and we have fabulous results because it's right on target. And using Biotics Research products, they're the best out there. There are none any better. Every pill in that bottle is almost the same. That's not true of any other company. That's why we have such great results.
Yeah, and speaking of that client, she was a she's a relatively new client in the past year. And I remember when she did break her shoulder, it was at Christmas time during when we had all that snow and ice. I was actually shocked to see her, you know, 2 months later when she came into the office doing so well, because I heard shoulder injuries or breaking your shoulder and shoulder surgery is one of the hardest things to recover from. Knee replacement, hips and everything are pretty easy, but I heard shoulder surgery is the most painful, most difficult thing to recover from. And I was shocked when she came in, no sling, nothing on. You know, I was cautious to give her a hug, but it was mind-boggling to me that she was doing so well. But she really, you know, she does what she's supposed to. She stays on her nutrition. She purchased a brain tap. She's been brain tapping on a regular basis. So all those things together, you know, help. The NET, the nutrition, the CRT.
It's a resume. She's got a resume.
So it's a package deal, so she can take care of herself when she's not in the office. She knows she can brain tap. She knows she can use that resume. So it is pretty fascinating. Time for us to take a short break. You're listening to my team at Showing Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out.
Tune in to the hit show, Us, Critical Conversations on the Challenges of Our Time, with me, Dr. Crystal Lee Crane, on TransformationTalkRadio.com every fourth Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific. Listen while we focus on the intersections of truth and justice as we learn how to coexist, pushing our social transformation to the next level. Become true stewards of the justice that is needed in our world. Learn more at PreventionAgenda.org. That's PreventionAgenda.org.
Are you looking to gain wisdom and commit to discovering your best self? What does success mean to you? With authenticity, integrity, and compassion, Mita Johnson helps guide you in working toward your unique vision of success. Mita is a spirit-based intuition lead and success coach. Work with Mita to uncover your unique life purpose. Schedule a free discovery call with Mita at personalwisdomcoachingnow.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharge phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town.
We'll go on down to Jackson. Go ahead and wreck you.
Oh, Thursday, Matt Cohen, Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy, and there was Benny's in the studio, Jacob's in the other studio, and of course, the person that everybody's really tuning in to listen to is Mary Jane. She's in her office as we speak. So today we're talking about stress-free mind, healthy body. And it's about, you can't go anywhere when you're holding on to all that stress. You're never going to lose weight because you're so focused on losing weight. If your body's out of balance, you're just so attached to that. And if your body is holding all that stress and tension, it's never going to happen.
I'll give you an example. I had a client come in this week, very frustrated, dieting, not budging, not doing anything. Very, so many of you have been there. And, he's following the diet perfectly, but nothing's happening. Whenever you're in that position, and believe me, I have been there in my life many times in the past. And I remember I was doing a program and I stuck strictly to it. I never went off of it and I never lost anything. So, but at the time I had no idea of all that was involved with your metabolism and losing the weight. So when this gal came in, she's so frustrated, so bummed out. And I said, in our office, we're going to be doing the heart rate variability testing. And we're going to be starting that next week, sending out a flyer. And when it's a 5-minute scan of your body. And what it does, it tells us how much stress is on your body and how that's affecting you, where your metabolism is at, if it's even in a spot where you can lose weight, and if not, it's like, what are you going to do about it? So once you see this technology, it's like amazing technology by BrainTap. And when you see when you scan the body and you see how your nervous system is working, the parasympathetic, the sympathetic, the vagus nerve, your hormones, all that, it's like how your blood sugar is working. And if your metabolism is not working, you're not going to lose weight. So there's certain things that you, besides being on a good food program, you have to take care of the stress in your body. If you don't take care of the stress, well, nothing happens. That's when you get sick, you don't feel good, you hold on to everything. So there's techniques to help you get rid of the stress. But you have to eat healthy. And what I tell people in this particular case is don't strictly diet, but eat healthy, like no sugar, get away from alcohol. Do the things that are some basics, but don't starve yourself. Eat protein, eat vegetables, eat things that you want, not a strict so-called diet. Till we get everything working, just eat healthy, and that alone you can lose weight. And then the other thing is you have to exercise. If you want to lose weight, you have to exercise 5 times a week. And the best exercise for someone to lose weight is a mini trampoline or a vibration plate. And this gal, she happened to have a regular trampoline that her kids have. And I said, that's perfect. Just go out and do, like, start with 10 minutes. 10 minutes is equal to 30 minutes of exercise. So when you do in the trampoline, you could dance on it. You could be safe on there. You could just walk on it. You could jump, whatever you can do that keeps you in balance. And that frees up your cells and helps change your metabolism. It's that alone. At BrainTap, they say if people want to lose weight, and they were very successful in weight loss programs around the country. If you want to lose weight, of course, it's eating healthy, but you have to exercise. And when you do that, that's when you change everything, and then everything will come together.
So your body's not holding on to everything. I mean, your body's afraid to let go of anything. And I know that because I'm my little tiny kid, golden retriever. Have the vet check and she put him on a different food and he's done great with it. But the food he was eating before was excellent, but it was only 2 cups a day, so his whole body was holding on to everything, thinking it was like in starvation mode. So then he never was going to drop a few excess pounds, and now he's dropped those excess pounds. So same thing with him. Stress. Everybody's holding on to everything. So if you do have a super strict diet, your body's not going to let go of, the stuff it's holding on to you because it's almost like it's in starvation mode. So again,
this particular gal, when I explained it to her and it made sense to her, you know, what was happening. And she walked out with a big smile on her face, knowing that she had hope that, yes, this could work. You know, I love the keto program. I think the keto program works great for most people. And you don't have to be, you know, no program has to be so strict that you feel like you're starving or you're on a diet. Once you're on a good program, your blood sugar should be stable and you feel good and you have energy. And that's what happens when you put the whole program together. And then you add the brain tap to it. That is like, again, it's meditation. It's changing your brain, taking, changing your nervous system. And because your nervous system, most people are, again, are in fight or flight. They're always running. They're driven. It's like whipping a tired horse. And so you have to get that in balance for your body to heal, for your body to lose weight, for you to be happy, for you to have energy, for all the things that you want. Your nervous system is the priority because your nervous system regulates your brain. So it's really fun when you put it together and you understand that, and then you get on a program. And remember, it's not like you got to have a coach. You got to have a follow-through. It doesn't work if you just do think one time you're going to be able to do it, because all that old stuff creeps back in. And that's why Brain Tap is so good, because you put the Brain Tap on and listen to a program, a couple programs every day, and it's reinforcing the positive and helping you change those other habits and making you believe that you can do it or can do anything.
Oh, and I think the thing that everybody knows, I absolutely love the Brain Tap, but the most interesting thing is when you do the Brain Tap, it's like you can just feel all the stress leave your body. I mean, it's like you don't even feel the tension that you were carrying when you first started. It's like it all just dissipates. So ridding your body of that stress via the Brain Tap is amazing, because you feel good afterwards.
And on Facebook, I've been posting a lot of Brain Tap information and things from Patrick Porter. Brain Tap is so successful all over the world. I mean, all over the world. And they use it in big hospitals like Johns Hopkins, all the major hospitals. They use it for dementia. They use it for people to heal, for post-traumatic stress syndrome. So it's used for brain injuries, for just normal care. So it's a proven device that works. It's not just a gadget.
Yeah, it's not just a gimmick, something that you do every once in a while. It actually, the first time you do it, you feel better. I mean, I can't really describe it. It's just
amazing. Well, it's like self-hypnosis. It's like hypnosis. If you ever have gone and gotten hypnotized, listening to these to this is like the hypnosis. It's taking you into different brain patterns. Your brain has four different brain waves. And most of the time when you're stuck in a pattern, you're in one brain wave and you don't change. Or if you don't sleep at night, you're stuck in that brain. You don't have enough different brain waves to balancing you. And so then you don't sleep, and that affects your eating, your blood sugar. So what the different programs do is work on different patterns of your brain. And they use it for sports, for football players, for professionals, it's just for everything. So if it works for all these people, it's certainly going to work for you.
You just have to use it.
Yeah. That's great.
All right. Time for us to take a short break. You're listening to Bridget Max Solar Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
Everybody knows you've been stepping on my toes, and I'm getting pretty tired of it. You keep a stepping out of line and I'm messing with my mind. If you had any sense,
are you ready to expand and move forward and create the love in your life that you truly desire and deserve? Specializing in consensually non-monogamous and polyamorous relationships, Elizabeth Cunningham works with all people who want to expand and grow the love they have in their lives. Contact Elizabeth for more information on love coaching and applying for her online course, Love Deeper, at ElizabethCunningham.com.
Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayante is the show for your soul. Damayante speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and shines a light for your soul. Damayante, the show for your soul with Sarah Maine, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you having difficulty feeling at home in your own home? Join Annette Rigolo and Dr. Pat in Enlightened Environments, Optimizing from the Outside In, as they present a deep dive into the various vibrations of the earth, along with man-made energies that impact our lives. Using the diamond dowsing method, we will utilize specific vibrations to elevate our own homes to support us and expand us with their energy. Join us every third Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. Pacific Time to make your home, home.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts on Transformation Talk Radio.
To awaken your magic within, reveal unconscious systems to discover your unstoppable freedom power. Join me, Tracy Lynn Wallace, on TransformationTalkRadio.com the first Tuesday of each month, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, to gain insight, direction, and tools to uncover limiting beliefs. Get ready to step into your unstoppable power to discover and uncover your magic within.
In a roundabout of dysfunction, stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Mississippi world, little bitty teeny girl, said I was the only man in this whole world. Now you better do some thinking, then you'll find you got the only daddy that'll walk.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Mary J. Maxwell and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Christy. I'm here in the office with Mary J. and Benny in the studio, and have Jacob in the other studio. So we thank the boys very much for taking care of all the technical side and making us look better.
So there's a lot of things going around out there. COVID is like everywhere. And whether you're vaccinated or not vaccinated, we get calls every day that people have tested positive for COVID, and we're able to put them on a protocol to pull them out of it very quickly and boost their immune system. And usually most of the people, because they're already on the program, are pretty healthy, so they have a pretty mild case of it. But we help them get through it faster and over it. So there's that, and there's... we talked about gallbladder, bladder, kidney, and the bladder thing, you know, toxic stomach that's from the drains, but the bladder thing, people are ticked off, and that's what bladder means, ticked off. So that's what the emotion is. So it's like, again, when you come in, we're able to, you know, people might have a long list of all kinds of things wrong. And that long list can come down to one or two things that need to be treated or corrected, and then all the other conditions go away. And it could be anything from your eyes to allergies to reflux, stomach issues, body aches. Well, I've had constipation for years. And, you know, constipation often is, you're holding on to something. And it's about looking at, you know, clearing that emotion. What is this really about? Because unless you look at the emotion and are able to let go, that's a chronic problem. And it's not good because you have all those toxins in your gut. And it causes fatigue and depression and just goes on and you can't live your life.
You're stuck. Well, we've had a lot of new clients, and it's been a lot of fun because some have felt, some are so happy that they made the call, they're on the program, they're feeling good, they're super committed, you know, and again, when you get on a program, you might feel worse for a while before you start feeling better. I mean, some people feel better, but some people feel much worse, and that's because the nutrition is getting in there and working on all this garbage that is stuck in the gallbladder, in the bile duct. So you could go either way. I always tell people, you might feel great, you might feel nothing, you might feel super crummy, but keep going forward. It's like my Jane said, it doesn't get fixed overnight. And how long has your body been like that? 10 years, 15 years, 20 years?
And every time when you're stuck like that, it's like it's figuring out what is it really about. So it's like those different layers. You might come to a layer, but then if you're still stuck, well, why? What's going on in your life? And that's when we do the NET, the neuroemotional technique, to see what happened in your life that might have caused this.
Or triggered you again.
It triggered you again. And a lot of people have had it from birth. Sometimes it's a traumatic birth that they've had, and or emotions that they dealt with from their parents that they picked up. So it can be so many different things, but if they've been able to identify it so that you can let that go and then, again, actually heal. A lot of people we see, they've done it all. They've been to the doctors. They've been to all different naturopaths. They've been to so many people, but they still have the same issue. Another young gal we had had problems with her periods, horrible, horrible menstrual pains. And she had been to many, many people before and still was not corrected. And she came in and she was doing fine, but then she hit a rough patch, so we had to readjust her program. And as soon as we readjusted her program, she was like, we got her through the rough days, and then she was like on the other side. Now she's like, just amazing. She's now we got her formula figured out, and so now she should not go back into that bed again and be able to have normal cycles and be able to live her life. Before she was in bed in terrible, terrible pain. Yeah.
Well, she was almost to the point of going to the emergency room every time. So, yeah. And again, she came in, she got on the program, but then she had a really bad time, but she didn't let us know one time. And I said to her, you're coming to us for a specific reason. If you don't let us know that you're experiencing that problem, how can we fix and adjust it? I said, so your job is next time, if this happens to you again, you have to call the office or send an email. And she did. And then that's when Mary Jane was able to make the adjustments, get things moving, and make it less stressful for her to get her to the other side. So
it's just a matter of hours. Just a matter of hours we did that, because she had the nutrition. She had everything she needed, and now she's a happy camper. So those are just a few examples of some of the people we see. Sometimes it's people have chronic stomach problems, and it's just from a toxic stomach. And again, that's the drains. If you don't do your drains, you're not going to get rid of it. It's there. So, but most people we have, they're really religious about doing the drains and keeping that under control. And you know, like knee pain, hip pain, joint pain, it's all... It all can be referred pain from some other part of the body.
from the kidney or from inflammation in the body. So we're able to figure out what that is, and so your whole body can heal and you could get back and do the things you want to do, go walking or jogging or whatever it is.
We had a new client week yesterday, and after she was done with Mary Jane, I talked to her about the nutrition, and I asked her, I said, do you microwave? And she said, well, no, not really. I said, do you heat coffee up? Do you heat water up? Well, sometimes I do. I said, well, that you can't do that. I said, especially if you're heating up food. I said, what's the point? You're killing all the nutrition that's in that food that you're now going to put in your body, which will then make your stomach toxic. So she said, oh, I don't microwave that much, so it shouldn't be a problem for me. And then a little while later, about an hour later, she sent me an email. She said, Nancy, after I gave it some more thought, I actually do microwave a lot more than I thought I did. So now I'm going to have to readjust my plan on what I do when I'm at work, you know, for my lunch. Because most offices will have, you know, a microwave, and you don't think about it. You just throw it in, heat it up. So it was interesting because we asked someone, the answer is, no, not very much, or, okay, I can change it. But if you really honestly think about it, you use it a lot more than what you think you do.
What I tell people is you cannot use it at all. You cannot put a cup of water in there. You can't put a cup of coffee in there. It's out. You cannot use a microwave. I recommend to people, if they have a small portable microwave, replace it with a little convection oven. The convection oven is totally safe. They're very inexpensive to go buy. And it doesn't take much longer than a microwave to heat up, but it's all healthy. And it tastes good. So, and it'll heat coffee and heat water up. So that's the way to go. And often people go home and they get rid of the microwave and they get that little convection oven and that's it. Or they just stop using the microwave and heat up things on the stove. Somebody asked me, well, if I can't use my microwave, what am I going to do? And this was a woman, an older woman, who should have known. I said, you go back to basics. You get out your pot and you heat it on your stove. And she laughed. And I said, remember the old coffee pots? You used to use them on the stove. Well, I said, you just have to go back to basics.
Yeah, otherwise you're just going to repeat the pattern again.
Well, you're throwing your money away. You're wasting your money because you're going to have a toxic stomach if you microwave.
Yeah, and then you're going to be on more bio-HDF. It's not going to be fun, so no microwaving. And she got it, you know, she got it right away, so that was good. But, if you really stop and think about it, I don't use it that much, and I hear that often, but...
Again. You can't use it at all. And once we tell people, we have such great results. I mean, people stop doing it. Because they can look back and see how they feel, and especially, you know, then they'll think about when they've microwaved and how they feel afterwards, and it's not worth it to them to, you know, that little bit of microwave. There's other ways to do things.
Just requires a little bit more cleanup. Got to wash the pot, wash the pan, but you're a winner in the end because you're not going to have that toxic stomach.
And if you have to go to, when you go to work, you just got to take things that you don't have to heat up. You have to do salads or do something else.
Or if you can make a little oven for the office.
Yeah.
Put it in the lunchroom.
Yeah.
Or talk to the people at your work.
Yeah. And often they do that. Yeah.
Microwaves are bad. They were good before we all knew about them, but now they're not great at all. So no microwaving. What else, Mary Jane?
So I was thinking about the other things that we see a lot of. Sometimes it's the people talk about reflux, and they talk about like they have difficult swallowing. And the difficulty of swallowing a lot of times is around Pepcid and other antacids. But often difficult swallowing can be you don't have enough hydrochloric acid. You actually need more. So you're taking Pepcid and these other things that are actually countering you and actually making you worse. So it's really important to identify why you have that and what you really need to correct that. Another thing is when people have trouble swallowing, often it's their heart, because your heart is your major muscle. And sometimes when you're swallowing, if your esophagus isn't contracting, then that's a result of your heart not being diseased, but tired. So we want to, again, what we do, it's like within a minute, I can identify exactly what the issue is, put you on the proper nutrition, correct that, and change something that might be a chronic issue for years for you. And, you know, once the doctors put you on that stuff, most of the time they don't take you off of it. There are some really good doctors, though, that do. But a lot of them, they just forget that they even told you to take it.
Or, it's covering up the symptom. It's not getting to the cause, the root cause of what is causing that reflux. It's like, oh, if you take this, it'll make it better. Well, it makes it better temporarily, but you still have that problem. And that's what Mary Jane is able to do through the muscle testing. Your body tells her. She's not pulling stuff out of the sky and making things up. She's actually tuning into your body and finding out your body is telling her, this is my number one priority. This is my number two priority. These need to be fixed before anything else can be addressed. So your body has the answers. Fortunately for everyone, we have Mary Jane. You can interpret what exactly we need.
Yeah, when I'm checking people, I always have this dialogue. I'm always, you know, I don't say what I'm doing, but I'm always talking to your body. And when I identify what it is, I ask your body what you need. Every number, like low numbers mean your organs aren't functioning very well. A high number, I score things 0 to 10. If it's above 10, then there's inflammation in the body. So every number means something to me, and it means a different nutrition supplement that you need to correct that issue. So that's why we're very specific on what you take, and then you have such great results.
Well, the interesting thing is Mary Jane will put everybody's numbers on the protocol sheet, and I always email the protocol to the clients, or we started to see a very limited number of people in the office, but they're always so excited to see the numbers, you know. So some people might be twos, and then in a few weeks, those people might bump from a two to a six. So they're very excited to see their numbers jump. And sometimes Mary Jane will write the numbers on the back, and I'll email the protocol, and they're all, well, I'll get an email back. Well, Nancy, where's my numbers? I'm disappointed. I want to see where my numbers are. So, I mean, but you can actually see the progress that your body's making. You may not feel super great, but you might feel a little bit better. But as those numbers continue to go up, to become a 10, you will start feeling better.
And I know when the numbers start going up, you feel somewhat better. When you don't feel better and the numbers are the same, there's usually something else that's really heavy duty stuck in there. So I might have to increase the protocol or readjust it. I go after things very aggressively. Like I don't like just give you a few things and take like 2 months to get to the point where things are really working. I mean, your body will tell me what you can handle. We go after that because we want to get you out of that crisis. You're in a crisis. We want to get you out of that as quickly as possible. And then once we get you out of that, usually it takes care of a lot of your list, but then it's fine-tuning. It's seeing what else the body might need to be the best it can be, or give you a little more nutrition for your eyes, or whatever it might be, your body will tell me.
Yeah, it's just, again, it's like once you get through the crisis, you take care of, you know, everything your body is requiring, and then you just go on a maintenance. The maintenance is like giving your body what it needs instead of, like Mary Jane said, going to the grocery store and just kind of guessing, well, maybe I need some vitamin D, or maybe I need some extra vitamin C, or maybe costs lots of dollars, when who wouldn't want to give their body exactly what it needs and be done? Call it good. And those are the clients that she's had for 10, 15, 20 years were still clients today.
I have clients from when I started, from 92.
So it's about, but they've learned when their body's off, when they need a little extra help.
And they come in regularly. I mean, usually we see you every week till you're stable. Then it kind of can be every couple weeks. But the goal would be to get you to every 3 months. Every 3 months, especially today with the stress. You know, people have to check in a little more often sometimes because the stress is so unbelievable out there that your body changes all the time. And if we can keep your body balanced, in spite of the stress, you could deal with it easier. So it's like you don't have to guess at it. We keep you targeted. There's so much going on with people's jobs, with their kids, with schools. It's like unbelievable. So it's not, you know, we used to do every 3 months pretty easily, but I always score your body and ask when you need to be rechecked. So your body, again, has all the answers.
Exactly. So it's like, you know, we have those long-term clients who are doing great. They don't have to check in, but once a quarter. And but yet they stay on the nutrition, you know, the basics. And you got to stay on something for your digestion.
When you get to real maintenance, you're on a program. And then when you check in 3 months, everything should be the same. When you check out, like we have lots of clients like that, everything, when you are what I call locked in, nothing else shows up, but that program scores a perfect 10 for you, and then you're maintaining. So then we just keep you on that. We don't change it. And so now you have everything you need to keep going and feel good. And that's what people say, oh, I feel really good. And then, so if you don't need anything else, that's perfect.
Exactly. And if they do get into a crisis, then that's when they make an appointment if they need a little extra help. So it's very cost effective to only give your body what it needs, have somebody who can tell you what it needs, and just be super targeted on you and focused on you and not just kind of like, oh, we'll give you some of that, we'll give you a little bit of this, and you'll be good to go.
Well,
not how she works.
Yeah. It's not, I don't guess it. The other thing is I help guide people with their profession, with their work, with whatever it is in life. Because when I'm intuitive with any question you ask me. Doesn't matter what it is. And that's what's important, too. I can help guide and confirm, like, jobs. Somebody wants to take a different job. See, they're going to score good or not. If it doesn't score good, don't waste your time. And people who believe in the program and believe in the testing, they just go with that 100%. Because all I'm doing is confirming what they already know.
Exactly. So she's a consultant to other doctors who have questions. She's a consultant. I mean, we have people calling me just for appointments for talking about their career, talking about relationships. Talking about, I mean, it could be anything, but these people are already on a nutrition, but they want some answers regarding, am I changing a career, thinking about it, how does this score? People will have to move, you know, how does this score? I'm thinking about maybe buying or not buying, do I rent? So it's like the full service, you know, one-stop shop. Get your body taken care of, get your mind taken care of. Get your CRT done, your cranial release technique, and then if you have any questions about your, you know, career, relationship, housing, whatever it may be, one-stop shopping. And NEC for clearing your emotions.
Right, and when we're doing the answering your questions, remember, it's not what I think, it's what your body says. So I just cut to the chase and stop you from going around in circles trying to figure it out. Because once I test it for you, it all makes sense. You already know. I'm just confirming what you know, and then you feel really good about it. Yeah.
Well, exactly. And, you know, if it doesn't work out, if that dream job, you know, you went and interviewed for it, and you didn't get the job, well, you weren't supposed to because there's something better for you. Maybe it's a different, you know, it's a career change. Maybe. So the universe is always taking care of us. And so when you get a no or a door shut in your face, that's not necessarily a bad thing. A way to look at it is, there's something better. I haven't found it. It's going to be coming. So stay positive about it instead of being depressed and upset.
I tell people I really wanted.
I really wanted that house. I knew it was mine.
Yeah. And then when they don't get it, it's always funny. I say, well, you weren't supposed to get it. When they don't get it, something else will come up where they find there was something really bad that was wrong with the house or why it didn't work out. And if they go ahead and buy it anyway, which most of the time people don't do that. Years ago, I had somebody do that, and they had major problems. It was under the power lines. It was not good. But it's like when you're guided, and it just stops you from kind of weaving all over the place. And then when I teach people, when, like Nancy said, when it doesn't work out, always remember, I always believe there's always something better, and it's going to be much better. So always be thankful and just say, isn't that interesting? You know, I thought that was it, but then when the next thing comes along, you think, oh, now I know. Now I know why that didn't work.
And when it does come along, then I get an email or a phone call. OMG, I can't believe it. I was so upset. But yet then this amazing opportunity presented itself. So you always have to believe. I mean, never give up.
And it was like somebody told me not too long ago, they sold their business. And like the end of last summer, I said, oh, they asked me the question about selling it. I said, I don't think it's not going to sell till, I said, like 10 months or 12. I don't remember what I said. Well, they sold the business, and she called to tell me, hey, we sold the business. She said, do you remember when you told me it was going to be 12 months? She said it was exactly 12 months. And I didn't remember that, but it was like exactly what it tested to be in the first place. So that's what's fun about what I do. It's like, just trust the body. Energy is infinite.
There you go. If you'd like to make an appointment for Mary Jane, you can give our office a call at 888-777-4232, or you can go to the website, maryjane.com, check it out. The paperwork's on there, or shoot us an email, and I'll get back to you. All right, Mary Jane, your final message for your listeners?
My final message is, pick up the phone and give us a call. For heaven's sake, there's so many of you out there that are having issues and not happy, and you go through the same thing, everything, all the time, you know, thinking, well, I'm going to call, but you don't have to live the way you are. This, what we do is so simple and fun. Just take it, you know, don't put things off, whether it's me or anything else in your life. It doesn't matter. Stop doing circles. Make some decisions to change your life. Get on a positive track and write down what you want, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a new job, whatever that is. Write it down so that you, and do it in detail, clarity and certainty. And that guy, you want abundance, you want him happy, joyful, whatever it is. And go for the gusto, but never put, when you want abundance, never put a dollar amount, because you don't want to limit yourself. You want big. So think big.
All right. I always say, I'd like to thank everybody for listening to Mary Jane Moxon Transformation Talk Radio. I hope everybody has a great day. And in the Pacific Northwest, it's sunny today, so get out there and enjoy the sun. Have a fabulous weekend, and happy Father's Day to all the followers out there this weekend. Thanks.
Always tell them about the brain tap. We have a few left.
We're good. So everyone, again, have a happy Father's Day.